Welcome to Fueled by Grace. Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Shiver. Glad to have you listening during these interesting times in which we are living. And right out of the gate, I want to remind you that God loves you. You know, it's our mission here to encourage you and convince you in the amazing, never-ending, awesome love of God. You know, there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And it's our determination here at Fueled by Grace to encourage you in that every chance that we can. And so today, during this podcast, that will be obviously, as always, the underlying theme. God loves you. But we're going to take a little different course and bring forward to you what I believe is a prophetic word that God has given me to share with you about this current state of affairs in America and across the globe with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 crisis that the world is in, and especially here in the United States. And first of all, I feel like I should remind you that Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." Do you trust God right now? Or do you find your trust being a little bit shaken? You know, Hebrews says everything that can be shaken will be. Is this God shaking, using this virus to shake the world, to shake the church? I don't know. A lot of people will come out and tell you, well, these are the last days, or these are the beginning of the last days. And nobody knows that, folks. My grandmother lived to be 96, and I remember years ago her saying, well, these are the last days. And if you read some of the Apostle Paul's writings, he was convinced that Jesus was going to come back any day. That was 2,000 or so years ago, more. So we don't know. The Bible says nobody knows the day nor the hour. But I'll tell you what, Jesus is coming back. And that's a good thing. And I hope that you are ready and that you are anticipating that miraculous, awesome, grandiose spectacle any day now. The Bible says when we least expect it, He's going to come. And He said, He wondered aloud, "When I return, will I find faith on the earth?" I hope that He'll find it in me. I hope He'll find it in you. And so during this time, let's stand on Psalm 91, shall we? "Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your buckler and shield. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you." Now, let's put our trust in God, shall we? If you begin to shake, if you begin to fear, read Psalm 91. Read the Word of God and let it fill your heart with peace and confidence. Now, when I say I have a prophetic word for the church, some people kind of raise an eyebrow. And to me, prophecy is to be encouraging to people. And that is a gift that I think God has given that is active in the church today. I know there are some people who, there's a whole stream of the body of Christ that gets into predicting things and prophet this and prophet that. That's not who I am. That's not what I'm talking about. I believe God has given me a word that hopefully after you hear it today, you will be encouraged. Now, I was speaking to a dear friend the other day, and they were telling me that they had read something where the author had said it's time for the Elijahs to come out of their caves. And boy, that really struck me. And I felt like, okay, here we go. God is going to give me what He wants me to share in this podcast. It's time for the Elijahs to come out of their caves. Now, what does that mean? You know, we're not all sitting at home, great prophetic men of God, women of God, like Elijah was. You know, we're not making it rain or making it not rain. We're not predicting the weather accurately. We're not, you know, calling down fire at an altar, seeing the earth open up and false prophets being devoured. But many of us are, as believers, like everyone else, we're in our homes, in our caves, so to speak. And the metaphor of caves there is useful because Elijah went into a cave because he was afraid. He was running from Jezebel, who had married Ahab, who was king of Israel, the northern kingdom at the time. You can read all about them in the book of Kings. And she had really propped up the worship of Baal. And there were many who were led astray and deceived by her edicts and her proclamations and her desire that the people of Israel not worship God, the one true God, but that they worship Baal. And so you remember the story that Elijah told Ahab, who was her husband, he was the king, kind of weak, but nevertheless, you know, bring all the prophets of Baal and have them call unto their God and see if he'll send fire down to consume a sacrifice. And of course, they did it all day long, went on for several days, and nothing happened. And of course, Elijah, he puts his wood on his altar and covers it with water several times, and then God in heaven blasted that thing with fire. And listen to this. Elijah should have been just awesomely pumped at this point. Whoa, look what I just did, or look what God just did through me. I am the prophet. I am the man of God. But Jezebel said, I'm going to kill Elijah. And that word undid all of the confidence that Elijah had in God at that time. And he took off running. Man, he just took off running. And he came to a tree. He was tired. And I believe many of you are tired today. You're tired of this self-isolation. You're tired of being in your home, not able to work. You're tired of not being able to take your children to school or to soccer practice or to dance class, whatever it is. And so there you are at home, and you're tired, just like Elijah was. And of course, we know the story. He fell asleep. An angel came and ministered to him, told him to get up. And eventually, after being strengthened, he went on for 40 days without any food. And he ends up in a cave, and he's hiding out. He's hiding out. And God says, Elijah, what are you doing in there? Well, you know, Jezebel's after me. Now, folks, this is speaking to you right now, because the government, in a matter of days, locked down all of the church buildings, essentially, in America. And now we all know, yes, we are the church, Mark. God doesn't live in a building. The church is not a building. But so many of you identify with that building, and you are in your cave, so to speak, afraid of the government. Quite honestly, I'm not real thrilled with the way all of this has played out. The ease at which somebody can make a proclamation and suddenly we can't gather as Christians anymore because they said we couldn't. Now, we're all trying to do the right thing with the information we've been given. There's a virus out there. We don't want to come together in crowds and make everybody sick. I understand that. But I know that many of you are leery of the government, and many of you are downright afraid, just like Elijah was. He was afraid of the government that was in control at that point in time over Israel, Jezebel and Ahab. And she said, I'm going to kill you as surely as I live. And so he ran and he hid. And God called him out of that cave. And you know the story, I'm sure, where there was wind and fire and earthquakes and all of that. And Elijah couldn't hear from God in any of that. And folks, you can't hear from God when your attention and your mind and your focus is on the earthquake and it's on the fire, and it's on the wind, and it's on coronavirus, and it's on COVID-19, and it's on who's dying where, and how many new cases we have. You will not hear from God if your attention is on all of that. Just like Elijah didn't hear from God with all of the ruckus that was going on around him. He found God's voice still and small. And what is this saying? This is the word that God wants me to share with you today, folks. You need to turn off the noise and take advantage of this time that God has given you to listen for His still, small voice. Look, this is an opportunity. This is one of the greatest opportunities that the church has ever had. We can come out of our homes, whatever that'll be, whether it's next week or 2 years from now, we can come out of our homes stronger as the body of Christ than ever. Can you imagine if instead of watching television and reading the news and getting all of the horrible, horrible information, which that's not where God's word is. Instead of paying attention to that, if we began to just sit and meditate on the fact that God loves me. God loves me. Nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. God loves me. God loves me. God lives inside of me. My God is my protector. He is my redeemer. He is my strong tower. The word of the Lord is like a strong tower, and the righteous run to it, and they are saved. My God loves me. Imagine if you did that instead of getting all worked up over this thing. When you come out of your cave, so to speak, you will be stronger as a believer. You will know God in a more intimate way than you've ever known. And the seeds for one of the greatest revivals that we've ever seen on the face of the earth could be planted because you took the time to get reacquainted with God. Listen, I'm telling you that I know that many of you that are listening to this podcast, you have lost your passion. You have lost your first love. You have lost the simple devotion of knowing Jesus Christ. You have forgotten all of the joy that you've experienced when you got saved, and you are now living in a mindset that is flooded by the world. And you are worried about your job, you're worried about your income, you're worried about your kids' school, you're worried about your wife's job, you're worried about not having any sports. I'm right there with you on that one. But folks, listen, stop listening to the noise. And listen for the voice of God. Instead of binging Tiger King, and by the way, that's 7 hours of my life I'll never get back. Wow, don't do that. It's really not worth it. But instead of wasting time seeing how much Netflix or Prime Video you can squeeze into a day, why don't you dust off your Bible? Why don't you begin to read Psalm 1? Psalm 94, Psalm 119, Psalm 91, John 3. Get reacquainted with the reality that God loved you so much that He gave His only Son to die for you. Allow the Holy Spirit to rekindle and rebirth within you a passion for knowing God. So that when you come out of this situation, you will be strong. And people will go, wow, man, look at you. What's the deal? You're not all freaked out. You're not, you know, all messed up. What happened? Well, God brought me through. And let me tell you about my God. You know, He loves you. And He sent His Son to die for you. I'm telling you, folks, the church could see the greatest revival we've ever seen in America, especially. While we are in isolation, while we are told we can't go anywhere, don't waste your time. God is saying, hey, hello, I just gave you all the time that you need to get reacquainted with me, to rekindle the passion, the fire, the burning in your heart, to be in relationship with me. And we're, in many cases, wasting it, folks. Come on. This is more than just an inconvenience. Don't you think God knows what's happening? Don't you think God is still in control? Of course he is. And what is God saying? He's saying, hey, look, you've got time now. You didn't have time before. You had to be at work at 6 o'clock. You had to get your kids to football practice and baseball and soccer and gymnastics and dance and PTA. And you never had time for me. I'm giving you the greatest gift. The gift of time. Let's take advantage of it and say, thank you, God. I can go outside and look up at a beautiful blue sky and hear the birds and feel the wind and know that my God in heaven is in control of everything. And I can know and I can believe with all of my heart that the Spirit of the living God lives within me. And you can believe that he lives within you. And you can begin to rekindle and reignite the passion in your heart for knowing God and for being in a relationship with him. And if you've never understood the gospel, what a great time. What a great, great, great time to just sit with a cup of coffee out on your deck and let the wind blow through your hair and just listen. And God will speak to you. And he will tell you how much he loves you. If you get all of the noise out of your brain and pay attention to him and just open the scriptures. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight shall be in the law of the Lord. And in his law shall he meditate day and night. That's what we can do right now. We've been given a gift from God that we can take the time to meditate on his word day and night. We can see and ask him, finally, God, what does it mean in 2 Corinthians 5 when it says God was in Christ reconciling the whole world to himself, not counting men's sins against them anymore? God, I want to know what that means, because my church has been telling me for years that all I have to do is just keep repenting, keep confessing my sin. But wait, you're not holding my sins against me. What happened here? And what does it mean that I've been risen with Christ and that I'm a new creation? God, tell me what it means. You can come out of your house, out of your cave, strong and powerful and mighty in the Lord, knowing who you are in Christ. It's time to take advantage of the gift that we've been given to sit in our homes with nothing to do. Oh, we can find things to do, but we can also say, you know what? It's time that I get reacquainted with my Heavenly Father. It's time that I get reacquainted with my Savior. It's time that I get reacquainted with the Holy Spirit who lives within me, and that I let him talk to me and convince me of the truth that I am righteous, that I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, that I am born again, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that he that is against me, he's not stronger than he who is in me. No, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You've been given the gift of time, folks. Please use this time wisely. Don't let fear grip you like it gripped Elijah. I know many of you are afraid. I know you are. And if you'd like for me to pray for you, just hit the comment section on the fueledbygrace.com and I'll pray for you. But don't be afraid. The seed that God wants to plant into you is, I have given you a gift. The gift of time. Take that time. Reacquaint yourself with God. Reacquaint yourself with his word. Reacquaint yourself with the truth of the gospel that God was in Christ, reconciling the whole world to himself, not counting man's sins against them anymore. Reconcile yourself and reacquaint yourself with the word of God, that you are in Christ, seated with him in heavenly places, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, that you can do all things through Christ, that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. I'm telling you, church, we can come out of this stronger and more powerful than ever. Let's do it.